What are we afraid of? Well, I think the answer to that is many things. There's so many things in life that are driven by fear. And today, in Jeremiah, he speaks of the fears he was having as he ministered for the Lord. And then Jesus talks about our fears. A fear is such a primal thing that we react just by something in our souls and our body that brings to life and begins to spread throughout and the adrenaline pumps when we become afraid. And we can look at God's creation in the animals. Some of them respond to their fear by aggression. And some, in their fear, take flight and run over everything that is in front of them. An example I can kind of use out of my own life is, over the years, my wife Joyce and I and our children have had many horses. And a horse is dependent on its speed to flee when it's in fear of something. And it's happened to me more than once is that I've got involved where the horse has not learned to trust me yet. And you try to back it into a corner some way where it sees no escape. Well, run right over the top of you to get away. And they're large animals. So as they react, that thing that's built within them, we have to learn how to develop trust. If we can develop that trust with that animal, they respond in a whole different way. Well, you know, that's us too. Many times we don't develop enough trust in God that we respond to fear in silly ways. You know, if someone just comes around a corner and says, boo, we jump. And that's fear. But I'm not talking about that kind of joking fear. I'm talking about the kind of thing in our lives that drives us, that we're so frightened us. Sometimes it's for our families, our jobs, our children, just the state of the political things in the country that we don't think we're afraid of, but we are. We're driven by that fear. And God does not wish us to fear him. And we hear that so many times. Aren't you doing that because of the fear of God? Well, no. I do that possibly because I'm not afraid of sin. Sin gives me pleasure in some way. And sin gives me a comfort because I can reach out and I can touch it and I can touch the things of this world. But I'm not letting God touch me in my heart. And if we can do that and develop that trust in God's love, fear drives us in a different direction. Because we don't develop trust in God's love, we set in that area of sin. And we continue to live that way. We live in that sin because we fear God when we shouldn't fear him. God's love is not something to be feared. God's love is to saying, yes, you are living in your sin, but come to me. I love you. Come and abide with me that we may have life together. But why do we fear that? God doesn't damage us. God is not setting out to give us fear in our lives. In the gospel today, Jesus says, fear is okay in some instances, but fear more that person that can kill your soul. Because your soul is where you live with me and the Father. And yet, we fear more the things that are going on in our lives here than fearing that killing of the soul. And my brothers and sisters, who most is the instrument of killing our soul? Us. We can kill our soul. People can threaten us and they can do all kinds of things, but we find our trust in the Father and His love. They'll never kill our soul. And just because, as I mentioned before, we can touch and feel these things in this life now, but we have to turn an inward to feel that God's love in our hearts as we're called and drawn to Him, that we can live in comfort and not live so much in that fear that we live in life. Sometimes our reaction to fear, as we look back on it, there were very real, uncomfortable things happened in our lives. And it scared us. And as we look back on that and all that things we were beleaguered with through whatever that situation was, we say, you know what? I made it. I got through that. How did I get through that? I got through that with the strength of God, that He gave me strength, and then I lived through that. What was I so much in fear of? I was in fear because I really never brought that love of God into the fullness of my heart to defeat that fear. But if we can look back on that and say, yes, God was there. And sometimes we even look back and, boy, I really acted silly when I did that. Out of that fear created some things that I should never have done. In that silly response to what was happening to me. And that's how we kill our soul. We kill our soul by allowing the fears to overtake us. And if we are constantly living in fear, we're afraid of everything around us. And we can get very psychologically ill from living in that fear. And God, in His love, gives us strength that we are not to live in that fear. Not saying we don't get concerned about things in our life, but we look for the true life, the eternal life of God, that He helps us over those fears. You know, some of us are afraid of loving. We're afraid of loving others. We're afraid of loving God. Why is that? Because that sometimes gets in our psyche that we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to expose ourselves to all of this and let others see it. I don't want to do that. It scares me. That's being afraid to love. And that's not the way God is. God gives us His all and opens Himself wide to His love for us and for Him to love Him. We just look at the experience of God's Son, Jesus. He was not afraid to love. He was not afraid to love unto the point that He shed His blood so that we may be loved more. I told many couples as I've prepared them for marriage over the years that they need to really think as they come up and stand before the people that they've invited to witness their marriage to one another and ask themselves, am I willing to say, I love you so much, you are worth my life. I give my life to you today. And I open that up to you. Even if it makes me vulnerable, I open that to you. And you know, I always used to share too that that was my idea of an emulation of a blood covenant that Jesus set before us in that covenant. And as we take that person into our life, say, you are worth my love. You are worth my blood. I give my life over to you. Isn't that what we need to do with one another and also with Christ and God the Father? We allow Him into our hearts and we feel that peacefulness and that love that he offers us through all things in life, through all our fears, he will heal us in that love. And we're to do that with one another also. Then in the gospel, Jesus says that the Father has every hair on your head counted. Now, with me, that's not so many. Others, they have more hairs to count. But he knows me and he loves me. And he says, the Father knows when the sparrows fall to the ground. And a couple of sparrows, there's worth a couple of cents. And you are worth more than many, many sparrows. In God's love, he is with you to comfort you and to love you. And don't fear him. How can you fear God's love? There's nothing bad in God's love offered to you. It's only love and forgiveness and calling back. I might offer in prayer this week that you might say, who are those in my life that I offer my blood covenant to? Who are those in my life that I can tell you are worth many, many sparrows to me?